Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Great to be back behind the microphone here at ESPN 97.5. It is the best in soccer talk tonight, and we have a ton of things to talk about. You know, it's always nice, Tyler Scott, producer, when you walk in a studio and the two hosts before you, Fred Fowler and A.G. Hoffman, are walking out with beers in hand. You got to love it. That's why it's a great place to work at here at Gao Media. We have fun here. And, of course, we have fun on this program, Soccer Matters, because this isn't brain surgery. We're talking the game we love. We're talking football. We're talking passionate callers. We're talking good interviews. And we're digging into the topics that concern you and that you are most interested in. We stream at ESPN975.com. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. I'm back from hiatus. Had to get the machine overhauled a little bit. It's all gone good. Glad to be back in Houston. Now I'm all about eating a lot of ice cream and getting a lot of calories back in as we get headed towards what is going to be a weekend of great soccer. For those that reached out to me, thank you very much in my absence. I do appreciate all the kind sentiments, and you learn a lot in these situations. I certainly did. Tonight, the choice of topics are endless on the show, so I got a few that are going to interest me. Hopefully, they'll interest you. But I would also like you to bring me your most interesting topics or the topics that are on your mind right now at 713-780-3776. Now, in order to make this a good radio show, feel free to agree, disagree, but have a take. Have an opinion. This is your platform. We've got great Champions League games from this past week. Liga MX domination over MLS and CONCACAF Champions League. That frustrates me. Copa Centenario grouping is done. We'll talk about that. We've got two youth players now from the United States that are making some huge waves internationally. Kristin Pulisic, a 17-year-old that, believe it or not, debuted for Dortmund. And by the way, guy on Twitter that's going to tell everybody, don't get excited about the 17-year-old, don't set him up to fail. Nobody in the media is going to set him up to fail. This kid's got a tremendous group of an inner circle of adults, including his father, who's an ex-pro soccer player. So don't tell everybody not to get excited about a 17-year-old American kid who's gone over there and through the system in Germany, believe it or not, has done something no other American's ever done, and that's start at 17 years of age for a club like Dortmund that draws 60,000 people per game. So guy on Twitter who's, you know, police guy telling us not to get excited, you know, take a break. And the same with the 17-year-old for the women's national team, Mallory Pugh. And tonight I've got her youth coach, Lorne Donaldson of Real Colorado, on the show. We're going to talk a lot about how Mallory Pugh's development was accelerated. And player development from a number of fronts, including disappointment, including the right time to move people on. And by the way, that's a girl that played both club soccer and high school soccer, just teeing off on the debate that's going on right now about that. We've got a new FIFA president. Gianni Infantino replaces Sepp Blatter. What's your thoughts on that? was a pretty fascinating, I'm going to use the word Machiavellian. A Machiavellian sort of, I like the word that Grant Wall of, who was covering this event, used. Machiavellian. You got to love it. It's a great word. And of course, it's one that we'll talk a little bit about here tonight on the program. The word was coined, it means sort of cunning in conduct. So there was a lot of Machiavellian candidates up there trying to become the next FIFA president. Niccolo Machiavelli wrote a book, a piece called The Prince. So that's where the Machiavellian term came out. What's the first thing this guy's got to do? He's got to put in a bunch of mechanisms to certainly show people that transparency is going to be a big part of the future of FIFA, because this is one of the biggest criminal scandals ever. And by the way, Infantino in the past has voted for Sepp Blatter. So it just keeps it all in perspective. The Dynamo. It's coming. It's 9 days away. Is this a playoff team this year for you, Houston Dynamo fans? Do you like what's going on? 713-780-3776. And who is going to stop MSN? MSN is Messi, Suarez, Neymar, and FC Barcelona. I'll give you the answer right now. Nobody. They're going to win the Champions League. Apart from a self-inflicted night, they will win the Champions League. That's my real going out on a limb pick. Only themselves can beat them. Who can contend with Messi, Suarez, and Neymar? We'll talk about that. It's the best in soccer talk here tonight. 713-780-3776. The CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals. Did you watch them? They were all matchups between MLS teams and Liga MX. No wins for MLS. Conceding goals late. Going to be difficult. Leg number two for all the teams involved. I'm going to say maybe one U.S. team will get one of the four semifinal places. Do we care about the CONCACAF Champions League? There were great attendances. Some of these games were exceptional. Yes, the U.S. teams aren't prepared properly because it's their first game of the season while they're going in and playing teams that have already played 8 and 9 games. Are we doing anything to position the CONCACAF MLS teams to produce and perform? Are you not tired of this frustrating ritual we go through every year watching ill-prepared MLS teams? And I'm not saying by the coaches. I'm saying ill-prepared Major League Soccer teams based on the way they're going into these games early in preseason. Now, I know MLS is trying to get the schedule changed. Maybe MLS needs to change and adapt to the world schedule. And you know what? You can take a long enough break to deal with the weather. Give me your thoughts on the CONCACAF Champions League. Do you care about it? Is there enough education about it so that fans know what it exactly is? And for those of you who say it's meaningless, I think you're wrong. We're in a global game. It can be meaningless to you. It can't be meaningless to Major League Soccer in the big picture, because we have to insert ourselves into the global game beyond just friendly matches with Chelsea and Real Madrid and Barcelona and Manchester United, who come over here for their branding and their money grab. It's a competition that MLS teams has got to start to win. I don't hear anybody saying that. Who's coming out saying they're sick and tired of Mexican teams dominating? And you know what? When Liga MX fans say Liga MX is better, they're right. They win the CONCACAF Champions League every year. That's our only litmus test from a results standpoint to compare league to league for all you stats and analytic people. 703-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Nozo, I believe. Nozo, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. A lot of activities today with the FIFA elections and in Europe. But it's not going to change much, but the corruption thing, I think, is overblown by the Western media, because when they struggle for something and they don't get it, they cry corruption. But if you look at it from, you know, the real picture of, like, the NFL here in the U.S., each city bids for the right to host the Super Bowl. And in the bidding process, there's a lot of lobbying, quid pro quo going on. Okay? So So if Colorado could not win it, should they then accuse Houston of corruption? That's essentially what led to this crisis. Is a case of blowing up there where there's not. That's the only point I want to make there, because I'll tell you this now, mark my words, 10, 20 years from now, we're going to be here again, where some other country will be crying corruption, and they will want to throw out the current president. Because I do remember the long years ago when Juan Antonio Samaranch, I don't know if you remember him.
I do remember him, yes.
Okay. Sepp Blatter came in as a reformer because the Europeans were accusing Juan Antonio Samaranch of corruption and what have you. We can't stand him. Sepp Blatter came as a white knight. And now, what have they done to him? They throw him out now and say, oh, well, you're guilty of corruption again. But they forget that the presidency of the FIFA is at the job of a coordinator. FIFA is made up of member nations, and each of these nations have their own national interests. So you have to look at it in that context. It's almost like the
United States. And they also have a vote to be bought as well, and that's where the corruption comes in. Look, let me just respond briefly, and then I'm going to give you the platform back. I'm not going to put the blame on Western media, okay? Because there's tons of documented ill and clearly corrupt things that have gone on. Payments of $1.5 million to people that are not documented, never were documented to Platini. I can give you another very quick example. Trinidad and Tobago's women's soccer team comes to the United States and can't pay for their hotels. Yet Jack Warner's got a ton of stadiums and training facilities in Trinidad named after him for his legacy. There has been this has been the biggest corruption in the history of any sport. This outblows the Olympics. This is a necessary thing to happen to clean it up, to make people more transparent. Does it mean that it's going to eliminate corruption? Absolutely not. But to put the light on it again will put people in order and get the money where it belongs, and that is back to the footballing people.
Okay, I agree with you. But you see, my beef with the whole thing is this. When the United States got the right to host the World Cup in 1994, there was corruption then. When Germany got the right to host it, there was corruption. Now, the only time they screamed corruption was when Britain could not win the rights. I guarantee you this now, that if Britain had won that competition, the right to host the competition, there would be no screaming of corruption. Sepp Blatter probably would still be there. I'm not condoning corruption, okay? But I'm just saying that let us call it corruption even when we win or lose. Okay, now, that is aside. The next point I wanted to make is Copa America. You know, that's a big tournament that's going to be coming up here in the U.S.
Gonna be huge.
I'm very happy for it.
Yep.
But, you know, the reason I'm saying is those who say, oh, soccer is not big in America or this, I wish that tournament would have been held during the NFL season. Because I'll bet you a quarter that the ratings for Copa America tournament games would be higher than that of the NFL in every city in America.
It's going to be mind-blowing.
So stay tuned. Let everybody stay tuned because
it's going to be like, you know what, Nozo? It's going to be like holding a World Cup here. There are going to be people traveling here from all over the world. And let me tell you, there's going to be a ton of money made in this thing. And there was a lot of lobbying for specific cities to get games. But, you know, if you and me are Houstonians, we believe we deserve it because we think we have a great soccer city.
Definitely. But what they need to do, though, is, Glenn, you know, we need to have more commentators on radio and TV, you know, talking about soccer. Because I'll tell you this, one of the reasons why people still believe that soccer is not growing in America is because we don't have talking heads on radio talking about it.
Well, that's why that's only a perception. Soccer is growing in America. It hasn't broken into mainstream media where we want it yet, but it is improving. And there's television networks fighting over rights like crazy, spending megabucks like Fox, ESPN, BN, NBC. Like crazy.
Exactly, yeah. So I mean, in the next, 15 years, soccer will be the biggest sport in America, even more than American football, you know, because the demographics are going to dictates that. And also with these concussion problems you have in the NFL, I think we are in for a blast, you know, in terms of soccer. But, hey, keep on doing the good job, you know. We love you. And, hey, USA. Oh, one more thing. What do you think about the coach of the U.S. men's national team?
Jurgen Klinsmann?
Yes. I like him, though, but I think he changes too much.
Well, you know? It would take a lot to talk about that. We can bring that topic up. I think he was needed at the time. I think we needed to get a coach that had won World Cups, that have won big things. I think we needed it. I think he's under pressure right now, and he's also been drawn in a very difficult group in the Copa Centenario. So we'll see. Yeah. And I think there are some truths to what you say about changing too much. But he's always going to be judged on World Cup results mainly.
Yeah.
I don't see him, even if they don't do well in the Copa Centenario. I don't see Sunil Gulati firing him.
And, no, I don't think he's firing him. No. I want him to get more time. You know, because, you see, if you get the time, then you can get a result. But he's done a great thing for U.S. soccer in terms of discovering some of these young talents.
He's discovered some young talents. I think he made a monster mistake not taking Landon Donovan to the World Cup. No,
I don't want him to mix up the young talent with the old talent. Just let's play the young talent. Let them keep on playing until they get to acquire the skills and the experience.
Well, you know? there's all schools of thoughts on how to do it, and that's one of the ways is purely going youth, but I don't think that's going to work on the international level. Nozo, I'm going to move it on. Thank you very much for your call tonight.
All right, man. Thanks. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. I appreciate that. So any of your thoughts on Copa Centenario or what Nozo had to say? We'll take a break. Travis, we're going to come back with you when we come back after this first break. Nozo kicked it off here tonight, a little bit of talk about corruption. I'm probably going to disagree with him. I know there's corruption throughout a lot of things, but this with FIFA had its tentacles like three octopuses in soccer federations all over the world because it is a global game. This could never happen with sports that we have in the United States because there is no global game that's even close the way FIFA works globally. Travis is up next. Quick word here. Amigo Energy excited that spring and the new soccer season is right around the corner. Whether it's spring cleaning, spring training camp, it's a great time to shop for affordable electricity. You like to save money, so do I. This month's featured product, Basic 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basics 24, no minimum usage fee, no customer service or payment fees, just a great low rate. Don't let the dust gather. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Save money. Sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. Call. Save money. We take a break. It's Glenn Davis. Back behind the mic. Behind the glass, it's Tyler Scott.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Tyler Scott, you are a cruel man. A very cruel
man. Well, I'm doing it to myself, too.
No, you're a cruel man. Now, he knows I like AC/DC and they're playing tonight. He also knows I just had surgery, so I can't go down there and bounce around with people. This is worse than my nephew when I was recovering at my sister's house, grilling a steak.
Oh, that's
when I was on a liquid diet, basically bone broth and yogurt.
Couldn't just throw it in a blender.
Now, this is worse.
Suck it down with a straw.
This is worse. Man, that's a show.
I'll stop playing AC/DC.
I don't know. We could always run down there and try to get in.
Hey, you never know. They probably go on at 9, 9:30.
There's time. 713-780-3776. Hey, by the way, here's the grouping for the Copa Centenario. This is going to be mind-blowing in the U.S. This is going to be like hosting a World Cup. U.S., Colombia, Costa Rica, Paraguay in Group A. Yes, it got deemed the group of death. No, I didn't deem it the group of death. I'm going to call it the group of opportunity for the United States. The reason people say it was the group of death, if you look at the pots that Colombia, Costa Rica, and Paraguay came out of, they were the highest ranked teams in all their pots. So if we all sat down and said, what teams would you want to avoid? These would have been the three teams in all three pots. The U.S. got all three of them, okay? So that's why people were saying group of death. Yes, it's overused, but no, it will never go away. So it's just what it is, and it makes it fun. So Colombia, Costa Rica, Paraguay. Those are three teams that Jurgen Klinsmann's got his work cut out. Group B is Brazil, Ecuador, Haiti, and Peru. Yeah, you wouldn't have rather had Haiti and Peru and Ecuador? Please. Group C, Mexico, Uruguay, Jamaica, Venezuela. You wouldn't want Jamaica and Venezuela as opposed to Colombia and Costa Rica or Paraguay? Of course. Good group for Mexico. Argentina, Chile, Panama, and Bolivia. You wouldn't have wanted Panama and Bolivia? So that's why the U.S. has been deemed in the group of death, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Paraguay. Now, with Colombia, you're going to have these great references to the famed 94 World Cup when Andreas Escobar deflected in the own goal and then ultimately was murdered back in Colombia. So there will be some historic storylines going on there. You got Costa Rica, who's a neighbor to us in Central America, who had the amazing World Cup. And then you've got Paraguay. Always a difficult soccer-playing nation. We can talk some Dynamo here as well tonight. Right now, a quick word, Daspit Law Firm working for you 24-7. John Daspit is a Houston personal injury attorney. Him and his staff handles personal injury cases from plant and refinery to medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler right on down to boat and car, and wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. Now, with a Daspit Law Firm, you rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. They will fight for your right for compensation. Daspit Law Firm, thank you from Soccer Matters and Glenn Davis. 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. To the phone lines and Travis. Travis, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk a little Dynamo this season. I think we're going to be a playoff team this season. We were on the bubble last year, and I think we've upgraded almost every position, except for the core who we kept from last year. Specifically on the defense, I think Rocco was a good add. Agus was a good add, and we really added depth. I think Agus and Raul will probably end up starting for the center back. And we'll have Ibiaga and Horst as backups, which is a huge upgrade from last year when we had Cochran. No disrespect to him, but definitely not the quality, I don't think, of Horst and Ibiaga. So I wanted to get your thoughts on what you thought about adding depth in those positions. And obviously, Madonna was a great add in winger, too. But I think we're gonna be in the playoffs this year.
It's all on paper right now, Travis. In other words,
what's that?
It's all on paper. It's all a figment of our imagination until we see real games. I can't comment on Rocha and Agus because I haven't seen them play enough. I need to see them play more before, you know, they all sound good, but until we see players perform. Now, I will say you're 100% correct. I think the competition and depth pretty much everywhere has been improved. So that to me is a good sign. I think the team has gotten younger, but it's all going to come down to player performance. It's all going to come down to some of these additions and if they will pan out and come good. So think about this for a second. The Houston Dynamo are going to play for the first time ever as a club, as an organization, from a playing perspective, with an out-and-out number 10 playmaker that will have less defensive responsibilities when the balls are lost. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Think about, I can see some people at home going, oh, what about Dwayne De Rosario? He was not a traditional number 10. Dwayne De Rosario was a box-to-box center midfielder. That guy was back in his own third of the field defending. His range and his endurance was limitless. I mean, we saw him at the height of his career here in Houston, but very different than Maidana. Dwayne would take people on. Dwayne would draw a lot of free kicks. Dwayne would score goals. Dwayne would set up goals. Maidana is more of a passing machine. The whole key is going to be the two deep-lying central midfielders. One will be Ricardo Clark and whoever's going to win that job next to him. We would think it would be Rocha coming from Spain. I'm not sure that's a given. I think opening day you're going to see Alex Lima there. But it could be Rocha. Could be Rocha long-term down the road. The whole key is going to be Ricardo Clark, Rocha, Lima, Steinberger, whoever gets in there. It's going to be their key to get Maidana the ball in good areas of the field. Those two are going to have to be exceptional with their distribution. And the Dynamo as a team are going to have to change mentally into we have to funnel the ball through this guy as much as possible in order to get in order to get your full investment out of him. If not, he's going to watch the ball going all over the place and not be getting on it, and he's going to get frustrated. So this is a big piece. I'm going to ask Owen Coyle about this later in the interview tonight, about how he's going to change the mentality of this group of guys. I love the way they're thinking about playing, winger-based. I love a playmaker. I think it's entertaining for the fans. Looks like it's going to be a lone striker. I would say Will Brun is going to be there on opening day. The Dynamo haven't scored too many goals during the run of play in preseason. Normally, I would say I'm not that concerned, but I would be a little concerned
now.
They had
terrible finishing all preseason, Glenn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
It was awful, yeah.
Yes.
Missing PKs and easy shots. But the only person who was really really good at finishing was Minotas. At least that's encouraging to know you have him coming up.
Well, you got a stable of three strikers that are very different with Brun, Kubo Torres, and Minotas. I can't think Kubo Torres, ahead of the Olympics, is going to want to be sitting on the pine. Mauro Minotas has got an attitude that's telling everybody that, hey, you're not denying me. I'm playing this year. And then Will Brun, you know, that has probably had his salary doubled here as a sign of confidence from the Dynamo organization. So, you know, you're going to need a stable of strikers, but from the start, likely, it looks like only one of them is going to be in the starting lineup in a true striker role, because you have to make concessions for Maidana as the playmaker. So back to your point, I agree with you 100%, improve depth, improve competition. It's all going to come down to player performance to me, and some of these new additions really coming good. It's going to be Tyler Derrick blossoming even more in year two as a presence and goal. It's going to be Giles Barnes giving us not half a season, but an entire season. It's going to be Lano Miranda taking the experience of 1 year in Major League Soccer and platforming in year number two. It's going to take Will Brun becoming a more lethal and deadly finisher, not needing three chances to score, but scoring one out of two clear chances. It's going to take a lot of things, and it's got to come together.
Yeah.
But I like the plan being laid out.
And last thing here before I go, I'd like to get your thoughts. And I think Kubo was a great ad, and I'm a huge Will Brun fan, love Will Brun. But I think we might be the only team in the league that has our designated player starting the year sitting on the bench. It's kind of a waste of a DP spot, if you ask me. And I'm a huge Bruin fan, so I'm not saying we should sit Bruin, but it's just odd that we have a DP that's going to start the season likely on the bench.
Well, listen, you know, the DP tag brings with it expectation, right? And
right.
It didn't start off well for Kubo Torres. There was all the off-field problems, which I think is a big part of last year in his world down in Mexico with the allegations. And you're right. DP means that guy is going to be a focal point of your team. I don't think it's the case with the Houston Dynamo. It may have intended to start out that way, but he's just one of three strikers now fighting for a place and should be. But you would normally think that player, if you invested that much in him, would be a no-brainer part of it. But I don't think that's the case with him. And you also have a designated player who's a left back who's an unbelievable historic legend in U.S. soccer and DeMarcus Beasley. But when people argue and say, well, why would you spend a lot of money on a left back? That's a fair argument, and it's something to be considered. Beasley's one of the great penetrators on the Dynamo from the left back position because, that man can still get forward. It's incredible.
I'm fine with the investment there.
You know, you're not fine if they don't make the playoffs with it.
Yeah.
It's two years in a row in eighth place 2 years in a row. I know they were only a few points off it, but if that's going to be the measuring stick and we're going to celebrate like crazy – when we get in the playoffs and go on a run to the MLS Cup, then we also have to be realistic and say it's 2 years without the playoffs. And it's a lot of years now of trying to rebuild and reboot this team.
Right.
I mean, this didn't just happen last year. It's a team that has needed to be in transition for some time, and it kind of flatlined.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for the year. I hope.
And listen, I am too. I'm excited to see a playmaker
next week.
I'm totally into it. I'm pumped. I'm excited to see a playmaker. But I'm always cautiously optimistic because, you know, you can go over the top. There's a lot of bases to build off of last year. The goal differential improved. It became a better team in a lot of aspects, methodically. And I think that's going to continue this year, but it's going to come down to player performances. Maidana's got to live up to it. Giles Barnes has got to live up to it as big players on this team. The Spanish signing's got to come good. Manotas has got to continue to push. There's a lot that has to happen, and the Dynamo aren't the only team in the league where it has to happen. But it is exciting. Looking forward to the opener against New England on Root Sports.
Yeah, sure, and thanks for taking my call, Glenn. I really appreciate it.
Travis, nice stuff. Thank you for starting us strong here tonight. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. That's Travis weighing in there. He's pumped for the opening of the season. Are you? I am. 713-780-3776. I play devil's advocate here because we don't have anybody doing enough of devil advocacy when it comes to talking about the Dynamo in Houston, Texas. We have to. We have to if we're being realistic. I have to if I'm being honest to the audience. It's important to be honest to all of you who are listeners. You know, Nozo called in before and, you know, wanted to blame Western media on FIFA corruption. Not buying it. And there's just too much evidence. Then he wanted to condition it with, you know, well, here, there's been corruption in the past. Corruption's not going away. This is healthy for FIFA, though, because they're going to be eyeballs on FIFA now. They're going to expect the new FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, to come in and put in mechanisms that are of transparency right off the top. That's exactly what everybody's going to be looking for. You talk the big game, now show us exactly what you're going to do when it comes to keeping transparency alive. Qatar, did they deserve a World Cup? Were there payoffs? Were there human rights violations there? There's no freaking way in the world Qatar should be hosting a World Cup. Okay? Unless money's changed hands. There's no way. It could have been corrupt with Russia too, although Russia's got some soccer history. 713-780-3776. By the way, Liverpool supporters group and the Gorgeous Gale have invited me down for the Carling Cup final, Liverpool-Manchester City Sunday, 10:30 at the Gorgeous Gale in West University. So, if anybody wants to join me down there, join the everybody over at the Gorgeous Gale. Great place to watch a game. I am going to vow to have one very good, strong, carbohydrate-filled beer when I'm there. I'm still thinking about which one it'll be. It'll be my first one in about a month after the surgery, but I want one that's packed with carbs, Tyler. You got any recommendations? Because I got to put some pounds back on, man. I lost 10.
Let me, I could probably look up their beer list, see what they got, but I bet you there's some good Carbox stuff that they have.
I like a good German beer, but you know what? I'm like probably going to go Bud Light.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Bud Light. I might even go a Bud to get the more carbs.
Yeah, towing the company line there.
Have to tow the company line because Bud Light has been a huge supporter of the game of soccer. And Bud Light, by the way, remind you that the opening of Dynamo season is coming up. But Bud Light also reminds you that there is a ton of soccer content coming our way this summer. Copa Centenario is here. We'll talk a little bit more about what games are coming to Houston. Mexico is one of them. It's going to be exciting. You're going to get to see Colombia and James Rodriguez here in Houston against Costa Rica on June 11th. You're going to get to see Mexico and Venezuela on the 13th. That's going to be exciting. So, Houston, we are on the map. And we are going to get tremendous eyeballs on us based on being one of the host cities for the Copa America Centenario. 100-year anniversary of this tournament. Think about that. in relation to the other traditional sports in this country. Pretty incredible. All right, who do we have on the board there, and who are we picking up first when we come back? Okay, Paul, you're up next. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say, Paul. I think it's the new Dynamo jersey you want to talk about. That is a hot jersey. If you don't have that jersey, that black with orange across the chest, that is a sick jersey. I want to know who's bought it. That's a sick jersey. That's one you got to have. Take a break. It's the Best in Soccer Talk. It's ESPN 97.5. We're going to take a 7-Up and a Bud Light break here combined. How about that?
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Oh, I love Super Heavy. Super Heavy the band. Gotta love Super Heavy. That's Mick Jagger. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. Joss Stone. Ari Rockman and one of the many Marley musician family people. I don't know if that's Damien. I don't think it's... There he is, though. That's a Marley right there. And they're all super heavy. So are we. Best in Soccer Talk, ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to the show. Bud Light brings you back. Trying to hear myself a little bit better there. Okay. Tyler Scott behind the glass. Glenn Davis here after a little hiatus. Reminder, next week we're back on the air on Tuesday. Following week we'll do a Monday-Tuesday show. So we got a lot of soccer on the radio. It's all fueled by you. You, the passionate soccer fan. So when we call in and we say, why aren't we more in mainstream media? Well, you got to get active. You got to be a part of it. I get it if you just want to listen. That's fine. We appreciate that. You do it at the podcast at podcastarena.com. You do it on iTunes. But I love your opinions because your opinions help to drive the show. 703-780-3776. Later on in the show, I've got Real Colorado. It's a big youth club, 5,000 members. Lauren Donaldson is... the head of it. He's going to come on the show to talk about the 17-year-old phenom, Mallory Pugh, who's been in with the U.S. Women's National Team and has started matches for the U.S. Dynamo manager Owen Coyle on the new playing style, the new system, competition in the team, everything Dynamo from Owen Coyle ahead of the Dynamo match against Sporting Kansas City tomorrow. And then Naib Moran of ESPN FC is going to weigh in tonight on Kubo Torres with the Mexican Olympic team. And the Dynamo and why he may be ready to break out. There's a couple of great questions I want to ask Naib, who will be joining us from Mexico shortly. 703-780-3776. We've talked Copa Centenario. We talked a new FIFA president. Philadelphia Union signing El Seno, 30-year-old, comes from Shakhtar Donetsk. By the way, that guy's played a lot of Champions League games. 109 appearances at Shakhtar, 17 goals. Has appeared once for Brazil, has played with Palmeiras, Sao Paulo, Internacional. But Philadelphia brings in a veteran, the LA Galaxy, veteran-laden team. The LA Galaxy is going to have a good team this year. Steven Gerrard, Ashley Cole, Van Damme as a center back, the Belgian, Robbie Keane. It's too much experience on that team. Travel or no travel, heat or no MLS. LA going veteran-laden in Bruce Arena's final year. That is a story to keep an eye on. They played well against Santos the other night. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we got, Tyler?
Travis. No, Paul.
No.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Paul it is. Travis called in before. Paul, what's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Big Daddy Davis.
Paul, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I've never been. Have I been called Big Daddy before? I'm not sure.
Yes, you have. I call you every time I see you at the stadium.
Okay, very good. I am Big Daddy for the moment.
But you always been, man. How you been, man? I'm good to see that you're doing good now.
I am doing.
And like, you know, you're getting back in fighting shape.
I am getting back in fighting shape slowly. Strict diet, not too much activity. I'm walking my dog a lot, but I'm doing great, excited, and very grateful for people reaching out that commented. I will tell you one thing, Paul. There are amazing people in the world that are servers and caretakers. One of them is my sister, but I would include the nurses at UC San Diego. You know, all the people I meet down at Texas Children's Hospital that are dealing with young kids. I hope it doesn't take stuff like this to happen to people to recognize people that serve and are just out-and-out caregivers. They are unique. They are different. They are special. They are out there. And we all have to depend upon them on some point. And it just makes you say to yourself, well, it's time for me to do a little caring and giving. So I've learned or had reiterated a number of good lessons. All right, enough of my pontificating. What's on your mind, Paul?
The New Jerseys, come on now, man. You've got to like the New Jerseys black. Come on.
Sick. Love it. I don't know why it took so long, though. I would have had the black jersey out years ago. But look, Mexico's black jersey's sick. Germany's black jersey's sick. And now the Dynamo jersey is sick.
The orange complemented so well. It's not too plain. It's nice. And then not to mention this year, the Dash are getting new jerseys too this year.
Well, I don't know if they're doing a black one, but I'm going to tell you that is an incredible jersey.
It replicates a little bit of the old Astros rainbow jersey a little bit.
But I'm not sure that's where the inspiration came from. I'd like to think it didn't come from the Astros, but it came from soccer.
I hope not either, but at the same time, you know, people who live in Houston are going to look at it and say, that looks like the Astros rainbow jersey
Well, that's true. We'll put a few Astros fans in that new jersey. Why not? We don't care. We'll sell to anybody.
Right. Anyways, I hope to see opening day. I'm going to be there in West Club like I'm always at.
I'll look for you, Paul.
Oh, you're going to look for me. I'll pick you up from the ground like I generally do. But no.
Easy.
Also, I want to ask, how do you feel about the new president? You know, because, I mean, with Sepp Blatter's involvement and everything, it's going to be years for just to have his influence all from FIFA.
Yeah.
All what he's done in the past, you know, what, 18 years, I think he was president?
Well, yeah, he had a stranglehold on the thing. The new guy's a 45-year-old guy. He's Gianni Infantino. He's a lawyer. He's a sports administrator. He has in the past voted for Sepp Blatter. He's been a part of European football's governing body since 2000. He's kind of a guy that rose through the ranks. That kind of scares me sometimes, career politicians and career guys in these things. But he's the first new president in 18 years. Think about that. Think about the work that Sepp Blatter had to do to keep everybody fed and everybody feeding off the teat of FIFA. Infantino won today. I was watching it, 115 of 207 votes. There's 207 votes from associations. Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa had 88. He was kind of the favorite at one point. It kind of turned. So we'll see. He was quoted as saying, quote, "We'll restore the image of FIFA. Everyone will applaud us." Well, Infantino's going to have to, Paul. The first thing he's got to do is go in and put a whole bunch of mechanisms in place publicly that will show that this organization is going to become even more transparent. But do we trust Turn? Are we going to just throw in the hat and trust this guy? No, he's going to have to produce and perform.
Yes, much like the Dynamo have to perform this year, because on paper we do look good, but at the same time, in one of the Batman movies, not who we say we are underneath. It's what we do. Your actions are gonna prove otherwise.
Yep.
And that's how
talking rhetoric is easy. Executing is another thing. The Dynamo have a great plan in place, I think, under Owen Coyle. It can make the team exciting with a playmaker and a wide game. But are the pieces there? Will the player performance be there? These are all questions nobody knows the answer to.
I'm looking forward for Ricardo Clark this year. I mean, because remember last year he kind of broke out a little bit, and at the same time, he did play hurt on most of those games too. You know, he had a strong year last year. I think he's going to be better this year.
Team MVP last year, his role is going to differ this year, though, because with an out-and-out playmaker, he's going to have to be a link and a supply man from behind Maidana, along with whoever he partners with. If the Dynamo play with two holding midfielders, which I think they have to do with Maidana in front of them. So it's him and Rocha or whoever else, if it's Steinberger, if it's Alex Lima, those guys are going to have to be distributors. I think Rico's goal production is probably going to go down because there's going to be a little bit less emphasis on him getting forward, although I think he'll be able to sneak into the attack a little bit more timely. But it's really going to be up to those two guys to supply Maidana. If the supply doesn't get to Maidana, it's not going to work. But that's the bottom line.
One more thing before I go. I'm going to go ahead and hang up after this. I got to ask you a question. How much the Dynamo are going to feel without having Davis in the locker room this year? You know, that's a big void to fill because of the fact he's been here a long time.
Yeah, but I think it was time, and I think in all players' careers,
I'm not arguing that. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, that's 400 grand off the payroll. You know, for anyone who's taken that big steep of a hole in the payroll. I mean, we do have a younger talent coming up real soon. You got to see what we got.
Listen, Brad Davis was exceptional both on and off the field here.
Yes, he was.
But you have to make decisions for an overall organization's players. Sadly, come and go. Even the great ones like that, it happens. The team is still going to be here.
Alive, you got to admit, women come and go too. Players, the same thing.
Yeah, 20 years from now, the team's still going to be here. And it's differing.
I hope so.
Differing players, budding of players. It's natural. It's tough for fan bases. There's emotional attachments that go with this. But you also have to feel confident that organizations have to make the right choices at the right times without being sentimental. Certainly you want to be loyal to great careers of players. But got to make the decisions you feel are the best for the future of a club. I thank Paul for that phone call. All right, it's time for something a little different right now.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Game on, game on.
All right, I'm on the clock. I'm going to tell you why Lionel Messi, in my mind, is better than Cristiano Ronaldo. Now, these two drive and spur each other on. There's no doubt about it. They're forever intertwined. They drive each other. And I've talked a lot about their relationship as two massive footballing stars. There is no doubt both are polarizing figures in their own way. Ronaldo, many dislike the narcissistic, self-promoting sort of attitude and swagger that he has. Others love it. Others love the fact that Lionel Messi is a little bit more humble. But there is a tremendous amount of effort that goes into shaping image that Ronaldo produces. He's trying to change his image a bit. No one can deny the amazing soccer ability that Ronaldo has. He is a player that comes from wide areas, which is differing to Messi, who operates more central for longer periods of time, but also comes in from the outside. So Messi and Ronaldo, I liken it to Bird Johnson in the NBA, Brady and Manning in football, Navratilova and Everett in women's tennis, Ali and Frazier. It's a great rivalry. They spur each other on. One of the goals that Barcelona produced in the Champions League recently in their win against Arsenal was Suarez checking in the midfield, finding Neymar, who finds Messi for the goal on the counterattack. So on to Messi. What is it that people like about him? I like his seemingly more humble attitude. He just seems to be natural at being natural. There's a definite lack of semiotics that he carries. He just looks like the kid next door who is ready to play his next game. He's effortless. He's smooth. He's humble. Now, think of unstoppable trio that Barcelona has now with MSN. It's a three-headed monster. It's Messi, it's Neymar, it's Suarez. But Neymar and Suarez had to get the blessing of Messi to come to this club. That this trio plays together and plays as one is remarkable. That it plays together and plays as one also reminds us that Messi's got a humble attitude. He's not afraid to share the limelight with those two massive stars. And that's remarkable in a modern era of sports where egos, self-promotion, social media, sponsorship dollars all sometimes take precedent over team.
Yes, the manager, Luis Enrique, deserves a lot of credit here as well. He was voted the World Manager of the Year because he has gotten these three to play as one, including Messi, who seems to be enjoying his football with Neymar and Suarez. Heck, I bet that he enjoys the fact that Neymar and Suarez might take some attention away from him both on and off the field. So simply, I would consider this, and I want your reaction. Would Cristiano Ronaldo ever be able to play with Neymar and Suarez? For me, the answer is a flat no. He would have gone to the board and complained, probably blocked the move of one of those guys coming. I don't think he could pull his ego off to a place where he could make it work. Messi, on the other hand, has. And his ability to do that, to me, is special. And like I said, Lionel Messi is natural at being natural. And that's Game On for 90. We went a little bit into stoppage time there, my friend Tyler Scott. Watch your reaction, 713-780-3776. Give me your reaction to Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Humility, the difference for me. The ability to play with Neymar and Suarez. Also, pretty special from Lionel Messi. And that's not discounting the talent that Ronaldo has as a soccer player. I'm going to call him Chris. We'll take a break. 713-780-3776. Reminder, gorgeous gale Sunday. Carling Cup final. Manchester City taking on Liverpool. I'm going to be there around 10 o'clock. I'm going to drink a Bud Light down there. And we're going to have a good time mixing with some great soccer fans. Hopefully some of those Liverpool fans are listening here today. And by the way, they've gotten matched up in the Europa League with one Manchester United. We'll take a break. Best in Soccer Talk. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.